KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky at 75 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, warm and humid, a high near 90 with winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department says the pastor of the Church of Christ in Creston reported Sunday morning that sometime between 11 a.m. Saturday and 9:30 a.m. Sunday, the upper glass of the front door of the building was kicked in, causing damage to the frame, interior carpet, and wall. The damage was estimated at $200. Authorities said also 29-year-old Christopher Byrd of Creston was arrested at around 2:50 a.m. Saturday for OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 1:47 a.m. Saturday, 21-year-old Wade Hyatt of Lorimore was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Hyatt was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for criminal mischief in the third degree. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen says that the connector trail between the Shilberg Campground and the KJAN Studios on North Olive Street will be closed today. The closure is due to sidewalk repairs that will be conducted. Atlantic Parks and Rec apologizes for any inconvenience during the time that the work is being conducted. The Griswold School Board's Board of Education, or School District's Board of Education, will hold their regular monthly meeting at 5:30 this evening in the Middle School High School Library. Their old business includes an update on district facilities from KPE Architects and or Estes Construction, and the second reading of various 800 series board policies, along with a school culture update. New business includes several administrative matters, such as the appointments of a business manager and treasurer, board secretary, and district attorney. Bids for various goods and services will also be acted on, as well as approval of a resolution of intent to sell the Elliott facility. That matter was tabled last month due to some ongoing issues with the deed that the board hoped to have resolved by now. A public hearing will be held today during a regular meeting of the Exira Elkhorn Gimbleton School Board. That hearing is with regard to a resolution to expend funds from the district flexibility account. In other business, the board will discuss and take action on approving the aforementioned resolution, a resolution to adopt return-to-play protocol, approving an emergency operations plan, a wrestling sharing agreement with Audubon, approving the sharing of a transportation director agreement with IKM Manning, also the appointments of Tammy Jacobson as board secretary and Carly North as treasurer and school business official. The Exira EHK school board meeting takes place this evening at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. Members of the CAM school board will meet at 6:30 this evening in a regular session. In addition to their regular administrative subjects to cover, the board will discuss and or act on the Boyd Jones facility study, a school resource officer or SRO agreement, the setting of lunch prices and student fees, handbooks, facility projects, consideration of a change or changes to regular board meeting dates, and the instructional support levy. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, an Iowa judge has found that a South Sioux City man acquitted by reason of insanity of killing his wife continues to need psychiatric treatment. The Sioux City Journal says that a judge on Friday relied on a psychologist report filed in June, saying 42-year-old Bei Xing Chen will remain in danger for the foreseeable future and needs continued treatment at the Lincoln Regional Center. Authorities say Chen shot 33-year-old Mei Huang on September 6, 2017, in the parking lot of the South Sioux City Police Station. She died hours later at a Sioux City, Iowa hospital. Chen was found not reasonable by by reason of insanity and acquitted in May of 2018 of first-degree murder and other counts. Evidence showed that Chen was having delusions that his wife was the devil and was going to harm her when he shot her. Former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden is planning to come to Iowa this week as part of his presidential campaign. Biden will travel to Iowa to meet with voters in Des Moines, Waukee, Manning, Lamars, Sioux City, and Council Bluffs. He's expected to lay out his vision for America and listen to voters' concerns and ideas about restoring the soul of the nation, rebuilding the middle class, and unifying the country. He's expected to speak today at the Olmsted Center at Drake University at 3:30. Tomorrow, Biden will be at the Leet Hassler Farmstead near Manning at 11:15 a.m. for a community event. He'll then travel to Lamar's for a rural health care event at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Biden's last stop is in Council Bluffs on Wednesday at 11 a.m. for a community event. He'll be at the Grass Wagon at 1110 South 29th Street. People who wish to attend can RSVP online at a link under this same story on the news page. Doors at the location will open at 10:30 on Wednesday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says the two justices she's appointed to the Iowa Supreme Court are moving the court in a conservative direction.
Elections matter. And fortunately, the tide is turning in Iowa's Supreme Court. In just 2 short years, we've moved the needle from left to right.
Reynolds spoke late Friday afternoon at an event organized by the Family Leader, a Christian conservative organization. She took over as governor in late May of 2017 when Terry Branstad resigned, and 2 months later, Reynolds appointed Justice Susan Christensen to the Iowa Supreme Court. This past February, Reynolds appointed Christopher McDonald to the state's highest court. This spring, Reynolds secured changes in the state commission that nominates judges. The Family Leader lobbied legislators to make those moves.
We need judges who will decide cases based upon the text of the statute and the Constitution and not their personal policy preferences.
Democrats argue Republicans have made court appointments more political. The GOP-approved changes give the governor power to name a majority of the state judicial nominating commission members who submit a slate of candidates for openings on the Iowa Supreme Court and Court of Appeals. 10 Democratic presidential candidates courted left-leaning caucus goers in Cedar Rapids Sunday. Each candidate got about 10 minutes to speak to about 1,000 people at Progress Iowa's 5th annual Corn-Free Feed. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg got the only standing ovation at the outdoor event.
And it's not about how left or how right we go, okay? If we embrace a left-wing agenda, the president's going to say we're socialists and we're for open borders. If we adopt a conservative agenda, the president is going to say we're socialists and we're for open borders. So we might as well just stand up for what we believe in and take it from there.
Buttigieg was the next to last speaker, and many in the crowd left after he finished with this.
Then I can't wait to be with you every step of the way. I'll see you on the trail, and I can't wait to celebrate with you a new era beginning in the White House.
Leading contenders like Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders did not attend that event. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had been on the speaking schedule, but he had to fly back to New York after a major power outage occurred in his city. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, another candidate on the speaker's list, didn't make it due to a flight delay. Authorities say two people were killed when the vehicle they were in crashed off of a Blackhawk County road over the weekend. The crash occurred a little before 9:30 a.m. Sunday, just southwest of Hudson. Deputies sent to the scene found the vehicle in a field and noted that it appeared to have rolled several times. Two people died at the scene. Their names have not yet been released, and the crash was under investigation. A man overcome by smoke while searching for two dogs during a Davenport house fire has been hospitalized. Firefighters were sent to the house at around 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. A passerby had noticed the fire and broke a window to wake up residents Veronica and George Porter. They got out, but he went back in to look for the dogs. The dogs eventually were rescued. Veronica Potter also praised the actions of Athena Owens and her boyfriend Dave Smith. They called 911 after seeing the flames, and he broke the window to alert the Porters. Authorities say a 12-year-old boy died after being thrown off from an off-road vehicle while he was riding that rolled over. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is investigating the Saturday afternoon crash in a rural area outside of Bellevue, Iowa, that happened during a gathering of off-road vehicles. Authorities say the boy from Clinton, Iowa, was riding a Chevrolet Suburban driven by a 15-year-old when the crash happened. The 12-year-old was ejected from the vehicle and pinned underneath it. Three other occupants of that vehicle were not hurt. Officials of the Iowa Department of Corrections said Sunday that prison inmate Wayne Eugene Sinclair was pronounced dead due to apparent suicide at around 6:35 a.m. Saturday. Sinclair was 52 years old at the time of his death. He'd been incarcerated at the Anamosa State Penitentiary for the crime of attempted murder and other crimes from Warren County. His incarceration began on November 9, 1999. The department releases all inmates suspected to have committed suicide to the state medical examiner and conducts an investigation. When the death of an incarcerated person occurs, the department makes every attempt to notify registered victims. And the Floyd County Fair will move forward this week despite damage to several buildings from a tornado that passed through the area earlier this year. The fair is ready to begin as planned on Wednesday, and only a few modifications are needed because of the storm damage. A tornado destroyed 5 buildings on the fairgrounds in May and damaged several others, but the main livestock and grandstand buildings remained intact. Fair Board President Amy Stout said organizers and volunteers have been working hard to get ready for the event. Some of the buildings that were destroyed housed chickens and rabbits, so those animals will only come to the fair the day to compete and then go home. Tents are being used to help fill some gaps at their fairgrounds. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.